road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to The Drive, episode 3 in this very, very young series. Check out the first couple of episodes. Episode 1 was just kind of in general my goal for The Drive, what I wanted it to be like, how I wanted it to sound. Episode 2 was fun. It was at an ed camp in eastern Oklahoma County, and I got to meet with a couple of outstanding teachers and even had a couple of minutes of our state superintendent for instruction, Joy Hoffmeister. I even had an opportunity to talk with her for a couple minutes, so check that out. That was fun. For today's episode of The Drive, I want to talk about teachers maybe who are a little bit nervous about technology, how to use it, what to do. It's scary. And this kind of comes out of a conversation I had with a friend of mine through Facebook. And she said, "It's, you know, what about those of us that are, you know, a little intimidated by all of this?" And that's an excellent question. What do you do? And so I think one of the first things that you can do to get unintimidated by technology is to choose a small piece of it that you can own and make it yours, but that can still benefit your classroom in some way. Because there's so much out there. Like, how do you choose what to do? Do I Twitter? Do I not Twitter? And, you know, Twitter's scary. It's like taking your face and putting it on a fire hydrant and just open that thing up full blast. I mean, that's scary to me. I'm comfortable in Facebook. I'm comfortable with some of the stuff that I've done. And so one of the things I think that would be a great, great entry point for any teacher who is a little worried about or scared or intimidated by or just nervous about in general educational technology, start your own blog. And that is one of the easiest things to do. And yes, it'll take a little bit of time. And yes, you're going to have to play. And yes, there will be frustration. But what happens is, as you start this blog and you start tinkering around a little bit with it, you start to get a little bit more comfortable with it, you start to learn how to do a few more things with it, and once you start the process of actually tinkering with the blog, you're actually putting out, you're putting you out there, you're putting your thoughts. If you set it up for your classroom, you're putting it out there for your parents, and it doesn't have to be perfect, it just needs to be authentic. And my blog sure isn't perfect, and I still enjoy writing on it. And that really is an easy place to start from, because with a blog, it can be as simple as a headline and whatever it is that you're writing about that day. And so as a teacher, you might say, well, there's already all these great blogs out there, and some of them I read, some of them I don't. I do this or that. Why would I want to start a blog? Who's going to read it? And the answer is, I have no idea. I know some people read mine. It's definitely not the most popular blog out there. But it's also not a stationary blog that just sits and never has anything added to it. And it's just important for me to blog because it gives me a chance to truly reflect on what I've done. And if you look at my blog, it's kind of changed over the past year or so. When I was first writing it, it was a lot of educational technology. It was a lot of classroom practice ideas that I was trying, and it was reflection on those ideas. And I wrote it for me, and I wrote it for whoever may be reading, whether that's a parent or a teacher or an administrator or whoever, because in that blog, I thought, I'm going to just tell people what I'm doing. And if they have a question, they can read it right here. And if they can read it right here, that might give them some insight so that now, you know, when kids walk into, you know, when kids leave the room and their parents go, hey, what'd you do at school today? Oh, we did calculus. And that's it. They don't say anything else. You know, because teenagers sometimes, you know, talking to parents is like uncool and stuff, and you don't do it. So I wrote that blog kind of also for parents so they could see, hey, you know, this teacher really is teaching. He's trying some stuff out. He's doing some things that are a little bit out of the ordinary, and maybe I need to know more. And so I wrote it for that part. I wrote it for teachers who may be interested in some of the things that I'm doing. I taught with a flip class. I taught with gamification. I tried things that are not super popular yet, but that people are looking at. And I tried that. I wanted to try it out and see how it worked. And I wrote about my experiences with those things, my frustrations, my joys. I wrote about what I could do better. I wrote about what I thought was super amazing. And so my blog for me started that way. But it also became a voice for me as well. So it wasn't necessary. I didn't set it up as a classroom blog. And there are excellent examples of classroom blogs out there as well. But it also became a voice for me, I want to speak up for teachers. Like, I want to advocate for teachers. And I'm not the best advocator for that. I don't have the most intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the political process of all the stuff that happens, that winds up on a teacher's desk. I don't. But I want to be able to share my view of what happens. And I want to be able to share my reality with people who don't live in my reality. And if you're going to legislate what I do, I want you to understand what I am doing first. And so I also, I started writing blogs that would address that aspect, like about teachers. And then as I changed from teaching into, grad school full-time, my blog changed again, and it's morphed a little bit more to where it's more ideas now and things to try and possibilities, because I don't have that, I don't have that natural playground anymore to explore in, and that's okay. It also became a place where I've started putting all of my work that I'm doing in school, all the papers I write, things like that. So, is a blog scary? Yeah, it's a little scary, but if you go to WordPress.com and you log in, create a username and log in, they just give you the easiest way possible to start blogging. And I advocate WordPress. That's what I do. I like that. I don't know if advocate's the right word, but I like WordPress. And WordPress grew as I grew with my experience with it. Blogger.com, I think, or Blogspot, I can't remember, is also one. I think it's the Google version. And again, it's as simple as create your Google account, go to Blogspot, log in, and start typing. And it becomes something where if I haven't written two or three times a week on my blog, then, it just kind of feels weird. And I wrote a lot in the summer. So I think that's a good entry point for you. For those of you that are a little worried or a little scared, just create a blog for yourself or for your class. There's a teacher in Clinton, Oklahoma, Mrs. Heim, and we kind of had exchanged tweets at one point in time, and she shared that the whole blogging thing she does, she has what's called, I think it's called the Heim Timers. It's her classroom blog, and she said it's been totally... what she's doing through that has just been very invigorating for her. And she updates her blog weekly for her parents. So that's a classroom blog for parents. So you can design your blog any way that you want to, whatever thing you want to share about. And it doesn't have to be for the class. It doesn't have to be personal. Mine was sort of hybrid. I didn't really write it for my students, but if they read it, it would be beneficial. There's a blog from a teacher in Tulsa, Blue Cereal. He writes all kinds of things, but also he writes in his blog intentionally towards his students. So I think the blog is an excellent starting point. And does your voice matter? Heck yes, it matters. It matters so much. You have a voice, and you can use it, and people read them. And it can just be the sense of, I don't know, like accomplishment. When I've written a blog that I'm really proud of and I hit publish, I'm proud of that. And I just enjoy putting it out there and sharing. So, maybe that's, I grew up in the era of the Big Chief tablet. The big lines. You could rip the little pages off, and as you got through it, you had that big thick screen of that sticky, gluey plastic that stuck up. And if your page didn't rip off right, you know how you would just come in and peel off all the little bits. And so maybe your blog is the next thing that you can try. And maybe it'll be great for you. And maybe as you go, you peel off the little bits and you get more comfortable and you try more things. And it leads to a couple of more places that you hadn't anticipated that you would go. So check it out. Take a step of courage. Take a step of bravery. Take a step of into the unknown. And go to WordPress.com and start a blog. And wherever you got this podcast, if you would just tweet me at teachfromhere the name of your blog once you have it started, I'll make a list and we'll share it. And through that, we will have the most incredible resources from real people, from real teachers who have done real things and written about those things. And there's already a great blogging community here in my state, in Oklahoma. But if you're listening to this and you're somewhere else and there's a great blogging community, please, please, please let me know at Teach From Here. I would love to be able to get into those. I try and read them all the time. And we can trade ideas and we can share each other's blogs and expand our digital footprints. This is the new way of picking up the phone and calling somebody and saying, hey, I've got this great lesson idea. Let's try it. This is the new way to do that. So I just encourage you. I encourage you to take that step. Carve out 1 hour of your day. And I know school's getting ready to start or has started or has almost started. And there's only 5 million other things going on. But sit down for 1 hour and explore Blogger or WordPress. And introduce yourself to us and tell us what you teach and tell us what you're passionate about and tell us why you're looking forward to this year. That should give you a good starter. And then we'll go from there. And please, please, let me know that you started one up. Let me know where it is. Tweet me at Teach From Here. I want to read it because I think it'll be the most amazing thing that can happen for this year for you. That's it. I hope you enjoy the drive.